IDF taunts Hamas leader after bombing HQ, let us know where your new office is. By Deborah Danon on March 27, 2019. Tel Aviv, the IDF poked fun at Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh, urging him not to forget to update the Israeli military as to the location of his new headquarters after an IDF strike saw the terror leader's current offices leveled. The destroyed offices of Hamas leader in Gaza City, Ismail Haniyeh, which were targeted the night before by an Israeli air raid. Mahmoud Hams/AFP/Getty Images. When you arrive at the location that used to be your headquarters, look right, look left, Aviki Adrei, who is in charge of the IDF's Arabic language social media, teased on Tuesday following the raid on Haniyeh's office the previous evening. Is it right to endanger the lives of the residents of the Gaza Strip? Adrei wrote. Don't forget to let us know where your new office is, he quipped. An excavator clears debris next to the destroyed offices of Hamas leader in Gaza City, Ismail Haniyeh, which were targeted the night before by an Israeli air raid. Those strikes were in response to a rare long-distance rocket attack from the Palestinian enclave that hit a home north of Tel Aviv and wounded 7 people early on Monday. Mahmoud Hams/AFP/Getty Images. The IDF on Tuesday continued its bombing campaign in the Gaza Strip, taking out dozens of terror targets including Hamas weapons manufacturing sites, military posts, and missile launch sites in the southern Gaza cities of Khan Yunis and Rafah. A boy crosses a debris-filled street next to the destroyed offices of Hamas leader in Gaza City, Ismail Haniyeh, which were targeted the night before by an Israeli air raid. Mahmoud Hams/AFP/Getty Images. According to the IDF, the strikes were in response to earlier rockets fired into southern Israel as well as the launching of incendiary devices over the border and a breach of the Gaza security fence by a group of Palestinians who then set fire to an unmanned Israeli sniper's post. The flare-up was the result of a rocket attack on Monday that leveled a private home in central Israel, injuring 7 people, including 3 children. The rocket caused the building to catch fire, burning the structure to the ground. The J-80 rocket, which has a range of 120 kilometers, 75 miles, was the third long-range rocket fired from Gaza in 2 weeks and traveled the longest distance of any Gaza-launched rocket since 2014 summer conflict.